Empress of Britain did Canada proud, across the Atlantic and round the world. And all who saw her soon avowed, there'll never be another like her again to wear the Canadian crown.
Quebec, 1930, there came to call the most magnificent Canadian ship of all. Too large for upriver at Montreal, hove to in the cove where Wolfe once came to land, to claim, and to fall. Canadian Pacific and Beatty's pride, Mauritania's speed and Titanic size. A few feet shorter, a few more wide, and with splendor unsurpassed inside, a monarch of the seas.
The Empress of Britain did Canada proud, across the Atlantic and around the world. And all who saw her soon avowed, there'll never be another like her again to wear the Canadian crown.
She ushered in the decade of Normandie, Canard's Queen Mary and the first QE, Conte de Savona of Italy. In her gleaming hull it was there to see, majestic on the waves. She brought the world to Canada's door, took king and queen home just before.
She put on the gray fatigues of war to take troops around the globe.
Until that day in 41, U-boats attacked and broke her run. For 3 days disabled, she still held on till bombers brought her down. Speed and splendor, she held the prize, cruising on the St. Lawrence or southern skies. A royal yacht of unparalleled size, and of seagoing heroes, she was the Allies' largest loss of the war.
The Empress of Britain did Canada proud, across the Atlantic and round the world. And all who saw her soon avowed, there'll never be another like her again to wear the Canadian crown.
The flagship of an empire, hotels and trains, energy resources, ships and planes. Her presence the standard of the rain, red and white proclaim
Canadian Pacific spans the world. The Empress of Britain did Canada proud, across the Atlantic and round the world. And all who saw her soon avowed, there'll never be another like her again to wear the Canadian crown.